where he is. Mistaken identity. I was jotting down some stuff and I wrote it down because I knew I wouldn't remember it. The thing about it is, God's people, we've got to come to a place where we're delivered from our double-mindedness. Because we're double-minded, whether we want to be or not. And we're so caught up in the sin conscience that we can't escape it. And it beats up on us. Pastor Green was talking about hope this morning, and people are hoping that they can get through whatever it is that they can get through. And I like it because hope is just a representative of faith.
Amen.
So hope allows you to see past the natural and see into the supernatural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how important hope is. And that's why with this, I kept saying mistaken, Lord, what are you talking about? Mistaken identity. You know, mistaken identity. Then I got to realize some stuff that we need to realize who we are in Christ already.
Yeah.
We don't need to be trying to get there. We need to already realize who we are in Christ.
Okay.
And when you get to a point where you already know who you are in Christ because of what he has already accomplished. Mm-hmm. You know, he has already accomplished the things that we keep praying for and striving for.
Right.
But we are in his race. Amen?
Yeah, yeah.
We're in this race. And when we always use this scripture at few homegoings, you know, funerals or homegoings, whatever you want to call it. And we say they ran the race, but what race did they run? So I inquired of God. I said, you said I've got to run this race, but what race am I running?
Come on.
The scripture says in 9:24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. So we're running this race, of course. And I kept at, it's like it just hit me. You're running against yourself. We seem to think that we're running this race, we're running against Satan. Mm-hmm. Or we're running against somebody else. But no, we're running against ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because there's two people. There's only two kinds of men in the earth. That's the new man, and it's the old man.
All right.
I kind of call it the beauty and the beast.
Yeah.
The new man is the beauty of the thing. The old man is the beastly nature.
Yeah. Come on.
So here we are. Know ye not that they which run. It says you should already understand that you're in this race against yourself. You're in this race against your old nature. And it wants to devour you.
Amen.
It wants to lead you down the wrong path. It wants to take you someplace you ain't got no business going. So even though we're running, you ever heard of running while you're standing still? We're running this race, but we're standing still. The prize that we're trying to get to is to overcome the old nature so that the new nature might have prevalence and authority in your life. And the prize is actually the character of God. That's the prize that we're running for, is the character of God. And it's hard to change your character into God's character. Because you're in a constant battle.
Yeah.
Here we are running this race, but the thing about it is, out of the two of you, out of your old man and your new man, only one of you is going to receive the prize. So that means you got to run hard. How do you run? You study this word. You study this word. You pray without ceasing. That's how you get to the prize.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the prize ain't no big mansion up in heaven.
Come on.
Ouch. The prize that you ain't going to be able to move in next to your in-laws. The prize is that you have to realize that God has already given you new life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You're saved by grace.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And Paul was trying to let them know, we're in this race. We're running this race. But only one of you, not corporately, but individually, is going to win the race. Mm-hmm. Right. And going to receive the prize. We've been through all this trouble and trial and tribulation and sickness and headaches and persecution and tribulation to what? To get to the prize.
My Lord.
So we resist the things that want to destroy us so that we can have the things that God wants us to have.
Amen.
So we're running this race, baby. Every man that's striving for the mastery. What is the mastery? The mastery is the complete character of God. That basically, the epistles, that's what Paul is talking about. The character of God.
Yeah.
Because God's character is so much different than ours.
Amen.
God's character says, you got to love people that hate you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God's character says, you got to pray for those which despitefully use you.
Amen.
That's what the character of God says. The character of God says, you have to realize that everybody is actually your brother.
Uh-huh.
They just don't believe like you believe.
Uh-huh.
That's another reason you're mastering the prize. You're mastering, you're running, you're mastering, and you're temperate in all things. Temperate means that you're humble. Mm-hmm. That means you don't beat people up about the things of God.
Right.
You don't argue the word of God, which is what's going on now. Men of God are arguing the word of God. I always say, if you got to argue about the word of God, if you got to argue about something, you don't have a point. Because you don't believe it yourself. That's why you arguing about it. It's just this thing got absolutely crazy. The things that are going on. But that's why we're running this race. We're running this race so that we can inhabit the things of God, the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And see, look here, I'd have fought, I'd have scraped, I'd have been sick, I'd have been hurt, I'd have been abused. You know what I want to do? I want to live on this earth with the blessings that God has for me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says we shall be caught up, but it don't say we're going up.
Come on, Pat.
My Bible tells me that Jesus is coming back here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Guess what he bringing with him? A new house, a new earth, and a new people. How do we get there? By running this race. We got to run this race. And sometimes you are running it all by yourself. That's when it gets lonely, when you know you're running it all by yourself. Because you look around and you see people doing all kind of stuff, saying all kind of things, separating themselves from the love of God because of conditions or circumstances.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to beat up on this old dude. I'm determined not to let him have victory in my life.
Right.
You know, we don't talk about the old nature that much, but we need to.
Come on,
because that's who we're fighting against.
Right. Right.
We're fighting against his mindset. It says the Bible tells us we have to renew our minds. How do you renew your mind? But stop being double-minded. When you know what's right, you do what's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to Philippians. Philippians 3:13. Paul was trying to tell them something. He said, brethren, I count it not myself to have apprehended. He tell them, look here, I don't know everything. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me. What's behind me? My old nature.
Uh-huh.
How do I forget it? By bringing it under subjection to the word of God.
Yes.
Telling myself no. When my flesh wants to say yes. putting those things behind and reaching forth unto the things which are, what, before me. I'm reaching toward the things which are before me, not with my hands, but with my character, with the character of God. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to reach something. I'm trying to reach God. Amen. And I can only do that through his character.
Right.
Not mine. Man has enmity against God.
That's right.
And every chance he gets, he's going to try to separate you from what you believe.
Amen.
And what you know is true. Then he goes and say, I press toward the what?
The mark.
I'm pressing toward the mark. I'm trying to get someplace. You can't get there if you don't have hope and faith that you can get there. Because if you have the both of them, you combine them, you can actually see past the wall and see your future.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've been at this church, man, I don't know, 47, 50 years. And I had to come to a place where I had to see past what was here and see what was there.
My Lord.
Because I realized if I couldn't see what was there, then I wasn't going to make it here.
Come on now.
Amen.
So I had to strive for this prize.
Yes.
That means I had to fight every inch of the way to get the prize. Mm-hmm. And I'm still fighting for it.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, every man falls short. Paraphrase it. The Bible tells us.
That's right. Yes.
It don't say you got to stay short, though.
Say that.
He said, get up, dust, shake yourself, knock the dust off yourself. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Yes. Then he says, if I do these things, if I can forget what's trying to separate me from God, then I can press.
Yeah.
Press means you're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You're striving. And the mark is the very thing that God wants us all to realize, that we're already saved by grace. Amen. We're already saved by grace. And for the prize of the high calling, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The high calling, listen here, it's upward, atop. It wants you to realize that the things that you're seeking are just right here. You know, saints have the ability to control the atmosphere. We just don't realize it. But we have to do it as a unit. The Bible says we're there two or three. Just imagine everybody you know was thinking the same way you think. And we're thinking the way God wants us to think. And we press toward this mark. Paul said, look here, I may not apprehend it that. He already said it, that if I that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. It means possess, seize. We have to possess the things of God. God already promised us.
Yeah.
In Romans, the 10th chapter, you confess unto salvation with your mouth. But something's got to follow your mouth. We're fighting the tribulation. We're fighting the trouble. We're fighting all these things.
Come on, Pastor.
To get to this prize.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I want to know what it feels like to have the character of God, Pastor, operating and commanding my life.
Yeah.
I imagine it sometimes. I dream about it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I think about what Jesus did. You know, when Jesus rode in to Jerusalem on the colt, you know why he said Jesus wept? We make fun when Jesus wept, you know. When you were asked to give a scripture, you'd always say, well, Jesus wept, because it was an easy one. But Jesus wept for a reason.
Yes, he did.
Jesus wept because he realized that they were about to miss their visitation. When he was riding into it, he realized these people are going to mess around and miss their visitation in me. That's why Paul said you got to keep pressing so that you don't miss your visitation.
Amen.
God visits us at different times and different seasons. But if you don't know that it's spring, you're going to miss out. Especially if it's still winter. So we got to apprehend. I'm finna mess Pastor Rez up. I'm going to go up to verse 11.
You already knew it, didn't you? Yeah.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, the word attain means to assimilate, be a partnership with it. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that. If I might seize that power, that love,
yeah,
that goodness, that mercy, that grace, everything that Jesus represented, I'm striving to get.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because Jesus is the prize.
Come on now.
Cars ain't the prize. Houses is not the prize.
Come on now.
Money is not the prize.
Come on now.
Jesus is the prize. Yeah. That's why we're fighting and we're struggling and we're pressing and we're doing all we have to do and we're stomping through the mud and we're crawling up under the chicken wire and all this kind of stuff so that we can get to Jesus. Amen. So I'm pressing.
Yeah.
I'm stretching. When it says reaching up, I'm stretching. You ever seen the, like Pastor Keys, the Fantastic Four? They had the rubber man guy. He could stretch. His arm grew all the way upstairs, and he'd still be standing here. That's called a stretch. That means if your feet are weighted down, you're going to keep stretching. And a lot of times, the Bible says, though our weight so easily beset us. Anything that holds you down is trying to beset you or separate you. Yes. But you got to what? You got to stretch.
That's right. That's
beyond
right.
That.
Yeah.
Stretching, Brother Tony. I'm stretching. I'm determined to see Jesus.
Yeah.
Face to face. But the Bible always tells us he's going to start with the church. And you know what to get most people? He searched the intents of the heart.
Yes, sir.
That's what Paul is trying to tell us too.
Yeah.
The mark also represents the heart issues. So we're running. Then I think we're going, where do we go after that, Pastor?
Ephesians 4.
Listen to it. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Till we all come. That's what we're pressing for. When our characters begin to line up with God.
Yeah.
And when we look at each other, we can see Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't see you, Pastor Keys. I see Jesus.
Come on.
I'll see you, Brother Tony. I see Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Because your character is being transformed because your mind is being renewed.
Yeah.
Renew my mind, Lord. Renew my mind. Till we all come. See, this is a body thing.
Yeah.
We want to do this thing separately. They always tease me because I got one of those they call them male persons, but I call it a bag.
What?
Mm-hmm. They on TV, they preaching about that stuff now.
Yeah.
Better not come up in my church with no male purse. What? What kind of dumb stuff is that? It's absolutely ridiculous. Where is the word of God? What happened to the word?
Amen.
Is that all you got to preach about is a male purse?
My Lord. Have mercy.
I know somebody that preach on it. That's all I'm saying. That's what Paul is saying.
Yeah.
Preach the word.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Meddling with people, People gonna do what they're gonna do anyway. They don't care nothing about what you think. Tell them about Jesus.
Right.
Teach the word.
Yeah.
The word's the only thing that's gonna transform it anyway.
Amen.
Paul said we're supposed to be striving,
right.
Pressing.
Right.
Not meddling.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Come on. Come on now.
My goodness. Look at that. Unto a perfect man. The word perfect there in the Greek means mature. Maturity. That's what we need.
Amen.
If I got some maturity in my life, I'm not going to mess with Sister Fatima about her hair.
Amen.
They preaching about folks' hair.
Right. Yeah.
My God, shave yours off then. Oh, he did already.
Yeah,
we got to preach the word.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What's important.
Amen. Come on, Pastor.
Man. God, I got so upset over that. Could not believe that. And he was said thousands of people in there. Unto the measure of the stature. Stature means the arrival of the character of God in your life. That's the stature that we're trying to reach to. Like, be like Jesus.
Yeah.
And teach the word.
Yeah.
Tell people what they got to do to get through Monday.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Tell them what they got to do to survive Tuesday.
Come on. Come on.
Tell them what they got to do if Wednesday just turns into a rainfall or trouble.
Yeah.
You got to teach people how to get through every day of their lives.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
The word of God. That's what Paul said. I'm telling you to press. I don't want you to give up. Don't let no give up be in you.
Come on, Pastor.
Press.
Yeah. Come on, Pastor.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Come on, Pastor.
You're running a race. And make sure that the guy that's running behind you is losing.
Yeah.
As long as the old nature is losing, you're winning.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
In close. Fullness of Christ. It's talking about the Godhead. The Trinity. That's the fullness of Christ. Not just Jesus. But see, it's actually talking about, when it talks about Christ, it's talking about the one who died and rose again and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's Christ.
Amen.
So that puts all of them together.
Mm-hmm.
And we already have the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Everybody's staying.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that by the mercies of God, that you strengthen us, give us the strength to press, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In spite of things that are surrounding us, in spite of things that are trying to weigh us down, keep us pressing.
Yes.
And teach us to stretch, Father, beyond the imagination and see the things that you have already promised us so that we can inherit your kingdom. Your blessing. Father, you told me that your kingdom is you. Amen. So I want you.
Hallelujah.
I want to be like you.
Yes.
Amen. I know being like you, Father, that we'll have to struggle. And we'll have to put up with a lot of garbage. But you taught us to stress, press, and stretch. Let us see beyond the natural, Lord God, and see that which is spiritual. So we can ascertain the very power, the glory, and most importantly, the love of Father.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. So teach us, Father. Guide us. Strengthen us. Fortify us, little God. Lord God, we thank you right now for having your way in our lives, Lord God. Amen. To allowing our destiny to be fulfilled in you.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, I thank you right now. I praise you right now, Lamb of God. And I give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. got an identity too. But he ain't who we're supposed to be following. That's why I call it mistaken identity.
Come on.
Amen. Because he's sliding up under the woodwork. Can't nobody see him. But I bet you'll feel it. Amen. As we get ready to go, I'm going to ask everyone to